Yeah, the biggest game of the year. You know, people would have looked to the Derry game as a kind of benchmark of where we're at now, but I don't think the Donegal group approached it that way. I thought, you know, it was a free shot, and you know, there was a lot of changes in the team in the McKenna Cup final now, but this is the real test now. Armagh probably shouldn't be in Division Two. They would see themselves as a Division One team with aspirations of being about later in the year. And Donegal are wanting to get to that stage, so it'll be a good test. Donegal have passed every test they've had so far with flying colours.
Yep.
Lots to work on, but hey, we're moving in the right direction, and it'll be good to see where we're at in Armagh.
Yep. They were a wee bit slow in getting going in the first half against Fermanagh last week, but really turned the screw in the start of the second half. And one man that was very impressive throughout the day was your own club man, Darragh O'Beale. How do you rate that performance of Donegal and in particular Darragh last week?
With Donegal, it was a poor enough first half. They weren't slick and sloppy enough on things, and they seemed a wee bit lethargic. So whatever, Jim and the lads got them in at half time, made the right changes, brought a bit of kind of focus to them, and they were a completely different team. And you know, they just blew Fermanagh away. And in terms of Dara was probably one of the few positives in the first half, and he just kept it going. And it's great to see, because he's always had the potential to kick on to this level. And we're just delighted for him, for as clubmates of him. We're just delighted to see that, you know, everybody else is starting to see what Darragh O'Boyle's potential is. And it's important that he just doesn't listen to the likes of us, Oisín, and just keeps the head down. And you know, it's all about what he does in championship, and that's where he'll be really remembered on what happens there in the summertime.
Donegal, you would expect them to come out something similar in the opening half against Armagh as they did against Fermanagh in the second half. It's an easier game to get up for, is it, Eamon?
Yeah, it's an easier game, and obviously the McGeaney factor, and there'll be a bit of needle in it, McGeaney, and the lads will be wanting to put Donegal back in their place. And you know, you stay down there and leave the big stuff to us big boys. And McGeaney will want to prove that point, and Armagh players will want to do the same. You know, this Donegal team were supposed to be moving away in terms of contention for Ulster, but under McGuinness, they've found a new focus, so they'll want to leave their mark. And it'll be interesting to see. You remember, was it 2 years ago, there was a bit of needle in O'Donnell Park, you know, and there was a bit of melee and that kind of bite. And we will probably see some wee bit of needle again on Sunday. So it'll be, for us as spectators, it'll be great to see.
Yeah, certainly going to be a good watch, but Armagh obviously is down at the minute. Rian O'Neill, Ethan Rafferty is out injured. James Morgan, who you would see as a starter in the 15 for the championship, in Armagh, not playing at the moment either. So, listen, Donegal will go on, and yes, they're missing a couple of players as well, but it's a fixture that Donegal are very capable of winning at the Athletic Grounds the way things are going, Eamon.
100%. Now, Ethan Rafferty is a big weapon in the way Armagh have attacked in this last few years. He helps create that o overlap and punches holes. And even if he's not scoring now, he's just creating them wee pockets of space. Rian O'Neill is obviously, you know, he's one of the best players in Ulster, if not the country. So not having him on the field is a positive from a Donegal perspective. But if you looked at the Kildare game last weekend, Kildare, as poor as they were, you had to give it to Armagh with the way they move the ball, and the way they just where they're at the minute. I think they're making a push. Let's get out of Division Two, and let's get concentrating on getting into that semi-final and into the All-Ireland contention.
Yeah, and from a league point of view, no matter what way the result goes, if it's Donegal or if it's Armagh, you would expect them and both of these teams to get promotion and make it to Croke Park to that final.
You would expect it, yeah, definitely you'd expect it, but you just can't let the guard down. Donegal are building, they're working, and I think Armagh are a wee bit ahead in terms of the journey they've been on and the work they've done on under McGinney. So this is to remind ourselves, this is Jim's first year. So it'll take time to really bed in terms of what he's wanting to achieve. And, you know, he's done a lot of work and the time he's been there, but there's still a good bit to go. And whatever way the result goes, that you'd hope that that Donegal, for us anyway, will be in Division 1 next year and continue that journey under Jim. And probably Armagh expect to be in that conversation too.
Yep.
But you just got to keep the focus. It's dangerous to start talking like that. And in terms of the squads, all right for us to talk about it, but in the squad, if they keep the eye off the ball, some team will catch them out.
Yep. You've played several games at the Athletic Grounds, obviously against Armagh. You might maybe tell us about some of your experiences of in the Armagh City, Eamon.
It's one of them ones that it's not too big. Like, it's just a nice cozy ground, and you know, when it's full up, it's a good atmosphere, and it's an intimidating atmosphere. So, and a good way, you know, you have a lot of Armagh, and the Armagh fans are passionate. They can be overly passionate, and if we can say that at times, and that's good to be going in for the likes of Dara, for the likes of, you know, Oisin Gallen and these lads, to be going into an environment like that there, that Donegal hopefully will take up a good bit of support, Armagh will be well supported, and it'll be a packed tight ground, and that's where you learn, can the players do it in an environment like that. It's grand doing it in the middle of the winter when there's very few at these McKenna Cup games or early league games, and it's days like Sunday that'll see where players are at.
Yeah. Just finally then, obviously we can talk about different things and different challenges, and you have the players from either side, you have the managers from either side, McGinney and McGuinness, that know each other very well. A bit of talk this week about the sort of the forwards coach of Armagh, Kieran Donaghy, and obviously now we've got Colin McFadden, a good friend of yours in there in the Donegal setup as well. It'll be interesting to see how both of those coaches are implementing, I suppose, their tactics in the game, Eamon.
Definitely, and we've seen with Armagh through down, you know, previous years where, you know, obviously we don't know what's going on in the training ground, but it looked like that, you know, that long ball that Donaghy had perfected, you know, and being in the right spot, you know, laying it off then, that long ball. And Armagh were working on it in terms of their forward play. And you have to remember, Donaghy is a basketball player, and he's well-versed in terms of the coaching in basketball and GAA, and he's from what I understand, he's a good operator in the coaching world. And, you know, I would have chatted to Colm and worked with him at different times, and he's smart too. So two lads that know how to attack and how to coach a good attacking game. People talk about the game being, you know, negative and this and that, and people getting, but it's just a challenge, and it's up to the likes of the Colin McFadden's and the Kieran Donaghy's to work out this challenge. And from what I can see, that they embrace it, and they don't whinge about, oh, there's too many people back. They just try to work out the problem and try to stay positive. And they're two really, really smart coaches, so it's good to see.
Yeah, on that point that you're making, and we obviously see it ourselves at the game, and when we're commentating on it, the over and back, the lateral ball is starting to disappear. Yes, it's very much defensive when all 29 of the 30 players, and if you include the opposition goalkeeper at times, that everybody's actually in one half in the field. But it's all about the transition and the turnover and the running game after that, Eamon, which sort of takes away the boring and the bit of the game that we've been given out about the lateral over and back in football.
Ah, yeah. Well, first thing Jim said when he came in, you know, you get these kind of, I don't know, experts that would have said, oh, Jim McGuinness is back to ruin football. And if you've looked at the way Donegal have played, it kind of contradicts what they've said. And first thing, one of the things Jim was looking to change was this possession type, and looking to be that wee bit more positive in terms of, you know, we become too conservative, we become a bit too risk averse, and definitely Jim has looked to change it, and I'm really excited. He's going to bring more to it. He's going to from be involved in the soccer world and the coaching world. I'm excited. What else does he bring? And We have to realise that the game of Gaelic is different from what we would have grew up with, and unless we just press the reset button and say we'll go back to what we want, this is where it's at now, and we just have to accept it. That there's going to be periods where there's possession, and it's just about asking the right questions when you're in that attacking mode.
Just finally then, if you were involved now, would you enjoy all the running that's part of it now, Eamon, the way the game has evolved from when you were a member of a full-back line in Donegal in 2010, 2012?
I'd love to be involved in a setup that, as that's one of the things for, forget about the way it's played. Like the Jim's principles remain the same from when he was involved, and he just wants lads just to give all of themselves and really put themselves out there. And I just love to be part of an environment like that there. And it's like people give out about the commitment. It's a big commitment, but there's a lot of sports around the country. When you go into the gym early in the morning, it's not just GAA players that are there. There's people they're doing running. There's people that are cyclists that are there. And if you want to get to the top in anything at all, you have to put the commitment in. You have to put the work in. And it's just good to be. I think it's a privilege to be in and about. You don't have to be winning. It's just good to be in and around that for any young person of that age, and maybe the not so young too. Like.
Well, listen, we look forward to Sunday as always, Eamon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch up soon again.
Cheers, Ashley. Thank you.